Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Spread the love for Black founded brands, yeah. Found here at Walmart, straight into our hands.
The Duvel curls keeping up their shine.
Share the love, yeah, share the love, yeah.
Bold and got my skin glowing so fine.
Black founded brands, we're feeling the vibe.
A dozen cousins, flavor can't wait to dine.
Shop now, show your love.
Discover all our Black founded brands at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.
Moncrief on News Talk.
How many friends do you have? How many friends do you need? Do you have different sorts of friends for different situations? Most importantly, if you needed someone to help you bury a body, who would you call? News Talk, sorry I didn't see your message, correspondent Henry McKean has been investigating. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, and you're right. Where would I bury the body and which friend would I call to help me bury the body?
Well, that's the acid test. Yeah.
That is the really big test. Do you know, I have this dream, this recurring dream, that there's a body buried in my basement inside a rug. Anyway, and it hasn't come real yet.
Do you have a basement?
No.
but this might be some future fancy house you'll have with a basement in
and
it.
Where will that body be buried? And will I ring you as a friend to help me bury it?
I'd probably not see your message there, Henry. Sorry.
but yeah, it's a really interesting one when it comes to friends. What is the right amount? Is there a right amount? And just at the weekend, I was at an old teacher at his funeral. He had a mass, and then he had something called basically a ride-off or a ride-on. He founded Willow Wheelers, a cycling club back in the late 80s, perhaps his greatest legacy. And there was we were kind of asked to meet up at a spot to watch his coffin go past and the cyclists from the Willow Wheelers. And I was kind of starting to worry after about an hour. No one had showed up except me and two people in high vis. And I was thinking, did he have friends? Mm. And then last minute, about 200 people just showed up out of nowhere and everybody clapped. And it was wonderful. And he had lots of friends. And
yeah.
And he's getting buried today up in Bundoran in Donegal. And it's one of those things. It's so hard to know. Does someone have lots of friends? Do they not? And of course he did. He was a lovely man. He kind of took me under his wing back in 1990 when I first moved here. But I got to ask people out there, people in the street, including these lads, how many friends do you have?
Close friends, probably only one or two. Work friends a lot.
So you've got lots of work friends. Is this lad here a work friend?
Yeah.
You're a work friend too?
That's right, yeah.
And what do you like about him?
He's just a good man. Dependable.
Yeah. He's dependable.
And hard-working.
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 Nice things he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah, same as him.
And tell us about your close friends, those one or two.
That would be childhood friends that I still have from over the years.
And what are their names?
His nickname is Shorty.
And tell us about Shorty.
Good lads. Used to be a boxer. Won a Celtic championship.
Yeah. So he's a champion boxer.
Yeah, he was. He was. He's retired now.
So it's good to have him in your corner.
Oh, big time, yeah.
And would you see your mate Shorty much, your best friend?
Probably every week, yeah.
And what do you talk about?
Just random things, life, kids, what we've done for the week, that type of stuff.
And would he do anything for you? Would you do anything for him?
Ah, yeah, in a heartbeat. The two of us would do anything for each other.
And your workmates, they might not, or they might?
Well, most of them would. If I ever asked for a hand, they would. And
they'd help
same
you.
As me. Yeah.
So decent people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Decent people.
Is it harder to make friends when you get a bit older?
I don't think so, no. you get more used to it, like, you know, you just end up having a chat with somebody and then there you go.
And you hit it off.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
How many friends do you have?
Maybe three.
So three?
Yeah.
And tell us about them.
They're just, I've known them for years. I've known them from, one of them I know about 40 years. The other two I know since I was born, since I was little. So a long time.
There you go. It's funny that. Mm. Yes. The different people you asked, they may have had slight, or they had kind of categories of friends. Mm-hmm. When you said, you know, who friends, the woman there was kind of like, I have three friends.
Three actual friends,
yeah.
Real friends.
Whereas, say, a lot of work friends might be kind of acquaintances rather than friends.
And are they really your friends?
Yeah. Well, and how do you define that? I mean, exactly. They're your friends within kind of parameters.
Mm. Well, this is it. I mean, and like that, I've got friends, work friends who've left, you know, this particular work and other jobs I've had over the years, and we're still friends, even though they're no longer in the company. So that, I think that makes them friends.
Yeah.
They don't have an agenda. I'm not saying that people, your work friends have an agenda.
We all have an agenda. We're all up to something. But you have old friends. You have old, like, friends you went to school with and stuff.
I do. And I lost contact with some friends in Scotland. And back then, in 1990, we didn't have Facebook. So it was quite hard to keep in touch. And I used to ring them on the landline to their landline back in Glasgow. But then it kind of sort of petered out after about 6 months and it stopped. And they contacted me in recent years and we're friends again, which is great.
Okay,
it's like old school friends from when I was 10 years of age. And we kind of went back to where we were, which was really, really lovely.
Oh, did you? It wasn't like it had been such a big gap that they were completely different people.
Well, they are completely different people, yes.
Yes.
But I think I'm the same person. I don't think I've changed.
Absolutely.
Since I was 10. But we are going to ask about couples, because couples is an interesting one. Because
that's another category, really,
it is,
isn't it?
Because, you know, my wife's friends, my friends too, and, you know, what about her friends' husbands? Are they my friends? And, you know, sometimes we could all be deposited somewhere like a shopping center or a pub. And are they my friends too? And sometimes they are. And sometimes you could say they're acquaintances. Like, we all joined LUSK AC, which is a running club in recent years. And they had their big LUSK 4-mile road race yesterday. Great success. And my wife has made lots of friends in that club. And I've only made a few. They're all my friends, but I suppose she's made more friends than I have. And is it because I'm a man? Is it because I never go?
Is it? Yes. Well, I was going to say, how much running do you do? Actually, is probably the key factor there.
It's, you know, I go sometimes. And it's one of those things where she's really bonded. And I just think ladies are just better at making friends. They can pick them up all over the place. They can pick them up at the supermarket, at the school gates. They can pick them up in the hospital, you know, everywhere.
The thing that's always struck me that, say, if you're out, if you're in a pub, a woman can go to the Jacks and make a friend in the Jacks.
Yeah.
Like, men don't do that, or, you know.
Well, most of the time.
Well, no, I mean, like, straight men would be kind of... I'm not kind
after
of...
you.
That's not a slur against gay men there at all. But, like, straight men would be like, why are you talking to me?
And it's true. And they would help each other with makeup and all sorts. And they'd come out as pals.
Yeah.
And that could turn into a lifelong friendship. How did you meet? Well, we met in Copperface Jacks at 2 a.m. in the Jacks. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it's a real thing. And it's so, so true. I met a couple from Connemara, and we did the interview beside a loud generator, which I think was an air conditioning unit. To the naked ear, you can't hear it, but you can hear it here. Do you share friends?
I think by times we do share friends. We came from two different friend circles before meeting, and now we see it's merging together that little bit closer.
So they were two different friendship circles, and you do kind of intertwine. Do you set him up with your friends' husbands and stuff like that?
I used to, but we're married now, and we're going out a bit. 15 years, so he sees through me now a bit, so
he knows.
I don't get away with it as much anymore.
And who has more friends, you or your husband?
I'd say probably me.
And why is it that ladies seem to have more friends? Are they more sociable naturally?
Yeah, I think we put in more of the effort to keep in touch.
And you do have to put in an effort, don't you?
Yeah.
But saying that, you must have old friends that go back years and you can just ring them at any time.
Absolutely, but I think the main difference between myself and Anya is that she keeps regular contact, whereas I could just ring my friends on a Friday evening to meet them in an hour, whereas it might be organised 2 weeks prior with the girls.
Being a couple, do you share friendship groups?
Not yet.
Not yet, no.
So you're new together?
Yes, yeah. Very new, yeah.
So how long have you been going out?
A few months,
yeah.
And you're from Glasgow and you're from?
I'm from Kildare. Born in Limerick, grew up in Kildare.
So you'd be visiting Glasgow, visiting Kildare and getting to know each other's friends?
Yeah.
Have you met some of his friends yet?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Some of them,
yeah.
Like
I've met
Brian
some of your friends.
I like Brian a lot.
Yeah.
She likes Brian.
We love Brian.
We love Brian.
Yeah.
And who's your best friend?
I have two. So I've got a childhood friend and then I've got a friend from university, and they both play very different parts of my life, but they're both very special to me. So.
And you?
A man called Daniel Lang.
So Daniel is a best friend, and
yes.
Could you get through?
We like Daniel too.
You love Daniel,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Could you get through?
Sometimes. It's long and complicated.
It's long and complicated.
We live, work, and went to school together.
Yeah, we've been living together since we were 21, and in a band together since we were 16.
Wow! And could you get through life without having a friend?
No, definitely not.
You'd probably adapt and overcome if that was the case, but I don't think I could, no.
Friends are good as well because your family kind of have to be there, but your friends are kind of choosing to be there. So it's nice to have people in your life that you choose to have around you.
Yeah.
Right. One texter says, 8 of us went to school together and 20 years later we're still best friends. We've been bridesmaids and godmothers to each other's children. We are such a united group, I'd be lost without them. Someone else says, I've got a really wide group of friends, but I think it's because I'm single that I actually put the effort into friendships. My wife puts all the effort into our friendship, says somebody else. We have lots of couple friends, but I wouldn't be meeting up with any of them on my own. Mm.
Interesting.
I lost my husband last year, and you need every friend you have in your life. When you go from being in a couple to going everywhere on your own, it is so daunting. Some of his friends have really rallied around me too and made me feel welcome. That's good to know.
Yeah, I remember when I was single, when I broke up with various girlfriends over the years, and it's amazing who's there for you, which friends actually come out and support you and invite you to things and don't make you feel left out. And then sometimes the friendship group could split and they could go with the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that's happened. And people sometimes have to take sides, and it's harsh, but that's okay.
Or they feel they have to take sides. It's a bit dopey, really, as well, though. I mean, some friend of your ex-girlfriend went, what? You met Henry for a coffee? How dare you? How dare you betray me that way?
Yeah, you cheated on me because you went with the coffee with an ex that I used to go out with 7 years ago. Yeah, it's an interesting one. And perhaps you just had that bond with that person and there was some sort of chemistry, and that's why you're still friendly with them. And just because they've split up, should that friendship just end forever? Yeah, it's a tough one.
On the face of it, no. But I suppose it depends. If you did something appalling to this ex-girlfriend, we're assuming you haven't.
No, it was. We just broke up, and it was just, well, mess. Most breakups are messy breakup. But it was just, we'd moved on.
Yeah,
and that was that.
Yeah,
hurt is a real thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so
that's okay, Henry.
Involved there.
That's okay. If you weren't so far away from me here, give you a bit of a hug. You did speak to Alicia Redmond McGrath. Now, did she? Because she's an expert in this kind of thing. Does she have any friends herself? Did you ask her that?
No, I didn't. But she's got lots of friends. And by the way, I know lots of people listening out there. They have the radio. They have us as companions. And not everyone has a friend for various reasons. And that's okay too. But we speak about, I suppose, couples and basically your wife trying to find you a friend in her friendship group.
Yeah, this is something that I've seen in the research and very much up close and personal with clients. And it tends to come to fore very much in retirement issues, where they say that women retire far better than men, because women tend to focus on relationships throughout their working career. So they may be the ones who are at the school gates more. They may be the ones who are interacting with the parents of their friends more. They're making friends wherever they go, more so than the men, who, of course, are socialized to go to work and to be the breadwinners. And that's what you're meant to do. And very often men's friendships can fall by the wayside, whereas women whereas they're maybe a little bit more frenetic and are juggling more stereotypically, obviously, we tend to have more friends and a wider network of friends. We tend to do the social capital, the organising of things, the keeping in touch with family. And then what happens at retirement stage is men finish work and all of a sudden the hobbies, the friends aren't really there so much, whereas women are fortified, I suppose, by the relationships that they've cultivated over the preceding years. So it's one to watch. It's definitely one to get ahead of, I think, because we do know from all the Blue Zone research that being in community, having a sense of purpose and being in relationship with other people are one of the hallmarks of longevity.
One texter says there are very few friends that will stand the test of time. I think it's really telling when you move job who you actually keep in touch with. I had what I consider to be a really close-knit group of co-workers, but since I left 6 months ago, I've only seen two of them. You learn the difference between friends and colleagues.
Yeah, that is interesting. And maybe that person was like in management and people were just friendly because they had to be.
Yeah.
And the two that actually stayed with them were true friends. And yeah, it's difficult. And like that, I've got friends from school. We just went our different ways. No reason. We were really pally. And then we went to college, different colleges, and we went different paths. And we just stopped hanging out and stopped contacting each other. And there's no reason for it.
Yeah. Well, no, sometimes it can be just... you just fall out of the habit, or you're busy, or all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is a controversial one. Jeff says, my wife wants me to drop my long female friend because she's a woman, obviously. She can't understand why I'd want another female in my friend circle.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because you can have a female friend that isn't, you know... a passionate romantic relationship. It is possible to be friends with a woman, which is really quite difficult to say in 2025, but you can. Not everyone is riding.
No, absolutely not. Mm. But I suppose it's up to your partner to be able to accept that and go, I'm in trouble.
It could be a trust issue.
Could you say that all... I mean, and it goes both ways. If a woman has a male friend...
yeah.
Does her partner go, oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm completely unbothered by this. That's okay.
Can be okay. If you trust your partner, it should be fine. Absolutely.
It should be. But even when you tell people and you say, oh, no, it doesn't bother me at all. It's fine.
She's gone away with her male friend.
You know, some of them are going, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is it strange that I still call a friend of mine my best friend, even though I haven't seen him since 2018?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay. Not really relevant, but slightly interesting. One and three best friends played on the same sports team. We played, or I and three best friends played on the same sports team. We played a match in Belfast. We're all from Dublin. All four of us connected with four northern girls in the hotel. All four guys married the same four girls 20 years ago.
Isn't that brilliant? That's mad.
That's absolutely mad. I have about six friends. None of them like each other. It's a pain as I can't meet them together. It has to be separately. Yeah.
That's perfectly normal. Those six friends must have met up separately, you know,
whether the lady or man. You always have one friend who you kind of like, but at the same time, you know, they wind up other people.
That's always going to be a troublemaker.
They're not even troublemakers. Mm. They can be just slightly annoying, just the way they are.
Just a little bit.
For something, you like something about them.
Mm.
I'm 57, married, no friends. I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
Yeah, I think having your own company. I remember when I lived alone, I used to love it. I used to live in a place called the Bedsit Hovel. It wasn't a bedsit and it wasn't a hovel.
Lovely.
But I used to like my Bedsit Hovel. And one of my favourite things I used to do was close the curtains to the world, just me. And I'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I used to watch Anne Doyle on the 9 o'clock news. God, that sounds a bit weird.
There's nothing about that doesn't sound weird, Henry. Let's move swiftly on from that particular image that you put in all our heads. So you met some Americans. Americans are enormously popular at the moment.
This is it. I mean, most Americans are not spiteful and most Americans are not argumentative and most Americans won't shoot you. But anyway, I met older Americans who are retired and we talk about true friends.
Boy, probably true friends, 20.
20 true friends.
Yeah.
And how did you meet them all?
Grew up with them, went to school with them, through business or work, golf club, primarily.
And are they all still with you? Have some of them passed?
Some of them have passed, yes.
And how do you find time for them all?
Oh boy, you know, I don't, you know, there's some I don't see as often, very, you know, some infrequently, but we try and keep in touch.
And WhatsApp groups help. Are you on them?
No, I am not.
You don't do the WhatsApp groups.
I don't do WhatsApp.
You're
no.
better off.
Yeah, yeah.
So you would just text them the old-fashioned way or
them
ring them.
Or call, yeah.
So you would pick up the phone and you'd call and
sure.
say hi.
Sure, absolutely.
An old friend, when you pick up and you ring them and you haven't spoken to them in ages, can you pick off where you last, you know, left off?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
Probably about 20.
20 friends. Uh-huh. And yourself?
I'd say 10. Outside of family.
And do you try and make an effort to keep in contact with them all?
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. For the most part, yes.
And do you have a best friend?
But not really. No.
You just don't want to offend any of your 20 mates?
Yeah. No.
And do you have a best friend?
Yeah, just this guy right here.
This guy? And do you yep. have to say that because he's there?
No. Probably because we work together all day. Yeah. So. Yeah.
How often do you make time for friends?
Oh, most days, I think. Check in with somebody at least. Maybe not in person.
So you're very sociable?
I would say so. I'm kind of shy and quiet, but I do really value my friends.
And why do you value them, and do they value you?
Yes, they're wonderful to me. I don't know why. But I love having them, yes.
And as the years go by, is it harder to keep in contact? And have you fallen out with friends over the years, or just kind of lost contact for no reason? Or perhaps some of them have died?
Some of them have died, certainly. I'm 70, so yes. But I don't think I've lost any from falling out, no. I value them more highly than I think I did when I was younger. I was too busy when I was younger. And now I realize I have limited time. I'd better see everybody I can while I can.
One texter says, lost touch with a bunch of mates from our teens into our college years, early 20s, up to the mid-1980s. We reconnected over the last few years and now in our 60s, meet up twice a year and we're in nearly daily contact on WhatsApp. Great friends last a lifetime. Indeed they do. And WhatsApp is so useful for that.
It's great. I mean, it's great to make, you know, new friends and also to stay in contact with old friends completely. It can be great.
Yeah.
There are positives to WhatsApp, even though I'm always criticizing it.
Yeah. Why are you always criticizing it?
I don't like voice notes.
Yeah.
I'm in some really big groups and they're all silenced for a year. God, that sounds terrible.
No, but that's like big groups of people just giving out or neighborhood watch groups and
yes,
all that kind of
nonsense. Yeah, exactly, that kind of stuff. The kind of waste of time WhatsApp groups.
Oh, yeah, they're no use at all. Right, so you did meet some nurses as well, randomly.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting about nurses because they work in a very stressful environment. And, you know, some of them are obviously single, some of them are going off with doctors, others are married and what have you. But they... Oh, it's all about doctors and nurses. This is why back to coppers. This is why it exists. But we chat with them and we asked, you know, how many friends do you have? And they're saying lots.
I hope that I'm someone who's got good friends. I hope that I am a good friend. I try to see my friends, the ones that live locally, about once a week. And I'm blessed with friends in different countries that sometimes it's once a year, but we know that we're there if we need each other.
So you've got friends in different countries. Where are they?
Mostly Spain and Portugal. And I live in England, but I'm an Irish immigrant. So a lot of them over here as well.
So you live in England, you're an Irish immigrant, and you've got friends all over the place, Spain,
yes.
Portugal.
Mostly because of nursing, because of people travelling, because of the profession. So therefore, we all kind of band together. Most of them that live abroad, about once a year, we make an effort to meet each other, and the ones that live in my community, about once a week.
Who's your best friend? Do you have a best friend?
Yeah.
And what's his or her name?
Ella.
And why is Ella your best friend?
I don't know.
You just get on.
Yeah.
Have you had a party recently, and how many friends came?
Six.
You had six friends at the party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many friends do you have?
Oh, I have lots of friends. Yeah. I have probably maybe like six school friends and then mum friends as well, don't we? Yeah.
And mum friends. So these
are friends of my children, say my children's parents that I would be friends with as well.
Yeah, the old mum friends are like the equivalent to, I suppose, work friends, really. They're kind of
they are. And dad friends and parent friends.
Kind of colleague-y. I love that little girl's answer, why she her best friend. I don't know. That's probably, if most of us dug into the reasons why, it would probably be pretty much the same as
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on Newstalk.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Spread the love for Black founded brands, yeah. Found here at Walmart, straight into our hands.
The Duval curls keeping up their shine.
Share the love, yeah, share the love, yeah.
Bold and got my skin glowing so fine.
Black founded brands, we're feeling the vibe.
A dozen cousins, flavor can't wait to dine.
Shop now, show your love.
Discover all our Black founded brands at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.